Earlier this week, we heard Governor Bill Walker make the case that his new gas line plan will finally get the project off the drawing board and into the ground. But it's not hard to find skeptics who say Walker is just creating more paperwork. For the final story in our series, Pipeline Promises, we sent Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk to talk to the governor's critics.
As a new reporter in Alaska, it didn't take long for me to notice that even though state leaders are always talking about the gas line, there's something left unsaid. I mentioned this to Larry Pershley, a gas line expert who now advises the Kenai Peninsula Borough.
It seemed to be this, like, unstated truth that a lot of people don't believe this is going to happen. This even materialized.
Right. And even a couple years ago when AKLNG looked like, hey, there was people still, it won't happen.
Right. And being a new Alaskan.
Do you have a dog yet?
No dog yet. So this new Alaskan set out to learn why so many people think the governor's plan is, well, doomed. Skeptics like Pershley see some big forces working against the project. The biggest is the market. This is an expensive project aimed at supplying a product, gas, that today is plentiful and cheap.
Prices for the commodity are down. The project is one of the most expensive energy projects ever in the history of the world. So that alone would make a lot of people skeptical. They look at the price tag, look at what you're going to get for the product at the end, and they say, oh, that's not going to happen. Turn the TV back on.
These lousy market conditions help explain why the big oil companies are stepping back from the effort to build the gas line. And this plays into another big issue skeptics bring up, one that becomes clear as I walk into the office of Republican State Senator Kathy Geisel. We talk sitting between stacks of cardboard boxes. That's because oil-dependent Alaska can't afford the legislature's sleek new building. So lawmakers are moving. The governor argues Alaska's dire fiscal situation is one more reason to charge ahead. Geisel says it's a reason to be cautious. Sure, she'd love to see the gas line built.
At the same time, we have a significant budget challenge right now. And I think that we can overplay our hand and find ourselves in an even worse fiscal predicament if we act rashly.
Geisel's not sure the state has the capacity to manage the project, and she's also not sure how much it's going to cost to build that capacity. She says more state control means the state's taking on more risk. Walker's plan is for the state to bring in money from outside investors rather than relying on the oil companies to pay for most of the gas line. In late August, energy analyst David Barrowman of Wood Mackenzie told lawmakers that, in theory, elements of Walker's proposal are promising.
Currently, Alaska LNG, in terms of global competitiveness, is quite challenged. But there are levers that can be used.
Those levers, he said, are exactly the levers Walker is trying to pull to reduce the project's price tag, attracting third-party investors and avoiding some federal taxes. But the next day, the legislature's energy consultant, Nikos Safos, took his turn before lawmakers and really tore the governor's plan apart.
If it's an uneconomic project, all you've done is just taken it over, which is, you usually want to take over economic projects, not uneconomic projects.
One of Safos' critiques is this idea of outside investors. The oil companies, ExxonMobil, BP, and ConocoPhillips, worry their investment in a gas line wouldn't pay a high enough return. The governor says, fine, the state can find outside investors, like, say, pension funds, that would require less of a profit on the project and finance it more cheaply. Safos told me he's not sure investors like this actually exist.
Right, I mean, borrowing money, everyone borrows money, right? The idea that somehow the state of Alaska has discovered that by borrowing money, the project could be made cheaper, that doesn't make any sense, right?
Safos says he looked at other projects around the world and can't find many examples of the kind of investors the governor has in mind backing LNG projects, much less at this massive scale and this early in the game. And Safos doubts they'll accept less profit than the oil companies. Walker also wants to make the pipeline cheaper by avoiding some federal taxes. A lot of state projects like, say, roads, don't pay federal taxes because they benefit the public. The governor argues if Alaska leads the way, it can make a case that part of the project won't owe the IRS a check. But this project will involve private interests, potentially some of the wealthiest companies in the world. Here's Larry Pershley again.
This is not a school or a highway for general public use. This is a private undertaking where 95% of the gas is going to go not just outside of Alaska, but overseas.
After hearing all this skepticism, I started to wonder, what's the downside?
What if this project doesn't work? Will the state lose billions of dollars? Will I have to pack up my bags and move back to DC? And everybody told me, calm down. Walker is taking one step in what's going to be a very long journey. Will it cost some money? Sure. And that's important to pay attention to at a time when every dollar for the gas line is one that doesn't go into other state services. But Persley says it's nothing compared to the hundreds of millions of dollars the state has spent on this project in the past.
If that's what it takes to put this to rest, if that's the political price of this, maybe that's the way we've got to go.
Persley gives it a 10, maybe 20% chance of it working. But he's not losing any sleep over it. Meanwhile, the governor will spend the next year making the case to the public, lawmakers, and the market about why he thinks his skeptics are wrong. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.
That's the final story in our series on the state's quest to build a natural gas pipeline. To hear the full series, Pipeline Promises, connect with Alaska's Energy Desk on Facebook.